Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, January 30th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the ambition of Barack Hussein Obama with regard to the nation of Iran and how Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi, as he is known, Netanyahu, has come along and thrown a monkey wrench into that dream, made it into kind of a nightmare of sorts, I guess you could say. Presidents want to secure their legacy by negotiating some kind of deal in the Middle East. They all try it sooner or later. Very few succeed. Mr. Obama was to be the American president who triumphantly went to Tehran, maybe earning that Nobel Peace Prize for a change. He went to Tehran in his dreams and strengthened the relationship, straightened out the mess that has been ongoing for about 60 years between Iran and the United States. Just as Nixon went to China and opened up the Chinese markets, Chinese factories, Mr. Obama, in his dreams, was going to Tehran, but many things in this president's administration point to his Iranian ambition, his first Cairo speech, for example, and the Middle East policies that emanated from that early on have led us to where we presently are. Along comes Bibi Netanyahu and throws a monkey wrench of reality into the president's dream. The result has not been pretty. In fact, it would be embarrassing if it were still possible for this nation to be embarrassed. First of all, Israel is acting as a mediator of sorts between Russia and Ukraine, the Kiev portion of Ukraine, that is. The Israeli foreign minister, Mr. Lieberman, said, quote, "We are from both places, so they trust us." Well, that has not gone well with Mr. Obama, but this all goes back a long way past Mr. Netanyahu accepting John Boehner's invitation to speak to Congress without consulting the president. I'm certain that few Israeli prime ministers would have insulted an American president in such a manner, but Mr. Obama's long history of repeated insults toward Mr. Netanyahu make these kind of things happen. For example, in one of those open mic slip-ups, when Nicolas Sarkozy was president of France, Mr. Sarkozy said he could not stand Mr. Netanyahu and called him a liar. Mr. Obama said, quote, "You're fed up with him, but I have to deal with him every day," end quote. An Obama administration official once called the prime minister of Israel, quote, "a coward and a chicken manure," except he used the actual real word. A White House spokesperson, speaking on the president's behalf, said that the prime minister accepting the invitation is equivalent to spitting in the president's face. He went on to say that, quote, "Netanyahu ought to remember that President Obama has a year and a half left to his presidency and there will be a price," end quote. A price, he said. We now know what some of that price will be. According to the New York Times, an administration official said of the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, who apparently helped orchestrate the invitation, that Mr. Dermer had repeatedly placed Mr. Netanyahu's political fortunes above the relationship between Israel and the United States. So we know one, quote, price will be the relationship between the United States and its ally, Israel. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood has been hosted at the State Department. You believe that, folks? They hosted a meeting of the Muslim Brotherhood at the State Department. That's price number two, I guess. They swore, the Muslim Brotherhood, that is, swore unwavering commitment to jihad. These people are enemies of Israel and enemies of Israel's new friend, Mr. Sisi, head of Egypt. Sisi and the Israelis have been working together to try to keep the Muslim Brotherhood radicals out of Egypt and off Israel's back. That is price number two, I suppose. But I suppose the president, being from Chicago, a natural community organizer and all that, he couldn't just let it end there. No, no, he has decided, apparently, to intervene in the Israeli elections coming in March of this year, which Mr. Netanyahu must stand for re-election, according to the Israeli news service Haaretz. The, quote, Anyone But Bibi 2015 campaign is being assisted by Harvard graduate Jeremy Byrd, who was the president's 2008 and 2012 Organizing for Action deputy national field director. The plan is to organize and defeat Mr. Netanyahu by engaging in an Israeli version of Mr. Obama's two presidential campaigns. Now it gets better, folks. I wonder who pays for all this. Well, One Voice International, a U.S. State Department-funded grassroots movement whose goal is to amplify the voice of mainstream Israelis and Palestinians, empowering them to propel their elected representatives toward the two-state solution. Your tax dollars at work, folks. Well, words fail me. They really do. But still, I carry on. I imagine that Prime Minister Netanyahu is painfully aware that President Obama has more than a year and a half left to serve, and that he must therefore deal with a deteriorating relationship with the United States, which is about the only real ally his country has. But he must also concern himself with fighting a war on his northern border in the aftermath of retaliatory strikes by Hezbollah and Iran into Israel, killing several Israeli soldiers. Israel cannot afford to let this conflict escalate into full-scale war, especially without U.S. support. But at the same time, Israel must appear to be decisive, a difficult dilemma indeed. Israel has requested UN interim forces in Lebanon as peacekeepers, so it's showing restraint and showing that it is somewhat desperate. At the same time, Iran has put out a kill list message for Mr. Netanyahu's children. Imagine that, folks. They've been showing pictures around with Mr. Netanyahu's sons' heads in crosshairs. Finally, folks, this is all very embarrassing. It's embarrassing when an American president acts like a vindictive, petulant child. But that's what we've come to expect from this administration, folks. Sad but true. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.